So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So I was just reading in the news today, and one of the first COVID loan frauds has been uncovered by the HMRC. They're now chasing after people who went for bounce back loans or the CBIL scheme to try and get loans from the government at very low interest rates when there's not even no need or it's a fraudulent claim in some way. And it got me thinking about this because I remember at the time thinking about this as well, thinking about it's crazy how so many people are thinking this is free money or cheap money. I saw one property guru talking about having like five or six different property businesses and then each one getting a 50 grand loan and then using that to buy more property. And I was like, this is his strategy, and he's out on social media saying this is what you should be doing. And I'm like, first of all, you shouldn't be out pushing that on social media because that's just high risk. Second of all, what are you doing? You're supposedly doing okay anyway. Why would you put yourself at risk of doing something so foolish that if it does come and bite you on the ass, basically, that it's going to not just send you under and bankrupt you. You're going to go to prison for that stuff. It's like the COVID-19 and the mask wearing. I wear a mask every time I go out. We're here in Spain. It's for law. You're legally required. The shops won't let you in. Everybody understands it. And everyone's really cool about it. And I'm totally okay with that. It's a minor infringement of a freedom. What minor infringement of a freedom even is it? It's like, yeah, let's just do that. Because it protects me, it protects everybody else. So the risk-reward ratio is really what we're referring to here. The risk-reward, if I wear a mask and it means I have a lower probability of catching a virus, then obviously I'm going to do that. The bounce-back loan, applying for that in a fraudulent manner, if that's the thing that's going to send you under, potentially, why would you do that? Why would you take such a large fraud and try and get away with it? It doesn't ruin your reputation for today, for 2020. It ruins it for the rest of your life. And we're living in a social media age. If you get caught out, your stuff that you say 10 years ago will come back and bite you on the ass, which is a shame sometimes, because we can all change our minds, or we can all go, do you know what, my behavior back then was inappropriate and now it's more appropriate today, and we live in a different time than we did back then. Smoking on an airplane, do you remember those days? We would never ever consider smoking on an airplane now, and I'm highly offended when people do. Hell, I'm offended when people smoking outdoor restaurants, for goodness sake. Take that back to the 70s. You shouldn't be risking these high-level risks for low-level returns. Why would you do that? It's like putting all your money on red at the roulette wheel and hoping. I mean, you might get lucky, but you also might not get lucky, you know? Why risk everything based on one single strategy that's a very high-risk strategy of you going to prison, you being found out to be fraudulent, especially where your reputation's involved? So I see too many people doing these high-risk schemes. You know, getting wealthy, being financially free, making £1 million, all these things take time. And people are desperate, they're so desperate to accelerate these results, and they end up getting themselves either 20 steps back, or even worse, in prison, being investigated, etc., etc. It's crazy. Stop doing it. Getting successful, being financially free, making money, it is hard work. And the journey that you put and effort that you put into that journey is what makes you wealthy. You can't bypass it. I see so many people trying to do it. It doesn't work. You have to put the work in and then you get the rewards. Everybody wants the rewards without the work. It just doesn't work like that. So if you're thinking about going down a high risk venture and you're putting everything into this one thing and it has to work, it's gonna fail, it's gonna come back, it's gonna slap you in the face. Stop doing it. Take care of yourself. Go down, do the work, get the results, put the effort in, and eventually you'll get those results if you've done it right and you're putting the right amount of work. There are no shortcuts to success. Overnight success takes 20 years. It's taken me 20 years, that's for sure. And I'm still nowhere near where I want to be. But that does not mean I'm going to use high-risk strategies for low-level returns, or even high-risk strategies for medium-level returns, or high-risk strategies for high-level returns. I look at this as a risk-reward ratio. What am I risking? What's the reward? If you're risking going to prison, having your reputation ruined, losing your kids and your family, nothing is worth that. Why would you even think anything is worth that? Nothing is worth that. So stop doing it. Work hard, get the results. If you don't get the results, work harder, change what you're doing, then you'll get the results over a period of time. I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.